Father, we are grateful for yet another opportunity to come together in prayer. We lift up your name, we magnify you, we glorify, and we exalt you. And Father, as we are coming into prayer tonight, we know that we are not coming in our own name, but we are coming in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And as we come, we are not coming standing in our own righteousness, but we are standing in His. And Father, neither do we come in our own strength or in our own power, but we come by the way of the blood of Jesus to make our petitions and our requests known tonight. Hear our prayer, as David said, and attend to our supplication tonight for your glory and for your glory alone. We ask that our minds, our spirits, be in one accord with what heaven desires to be done here on earth. That, Father, our minds will engage, our spirits will be in alignment with what heaven desires and requires of us. And Father, I know that there are some that are on this line tonight, they have needs. I declare that you are the all-sufficient God. You said you supply all our needs according to your riches and glory. You are the all-sufficient God. Any need, O God, that is here, whether it's a need for provision, it's a need for healing, it's a need for breakthrough, it's a need, O God, just for a touch from heaven, I know that, God, there is nothing that is too hard for you, that, God, you are going to touch your people in the way that will minister to every need that they have. I know that there are some that are in pain. You are the healer. Your word says, by your stripes we were healed. We speak the manifestation of that healing right now in the name of Jesus. And for some, but even doubting their faith, Father, renew and revive their faith tonight for your glory. And for your glory alone. I pray for the strength of God. You said, God, in our weakness, your strength is made perfect. Let your strength be perfected in this hour as they are calling upon your name. Renew their strength, renew their hope, and Father, renew the expectation that they have to know that you are the God who does the exceeding, the abundantly, the above all that they could ever ask or think. You are the God who supply all their needs according to your riches in glory. You are the God who gives a peace that surpasses all human understanding. You are the God who gives wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to those that ask as they are calling upon your name. As James declared, O God, you don't withhold the wisdom that they ask for, but you give in abundance. Release it now in the name of Jesus. For some that require to make decisions, that are asking for wisdom to make decisions, I ask that, O God, tonight, you release that wisdom for them to be able to make sound judgments for your glory and for your glory alone. For some that are involved in legal situations and legal matters, I pray that, God, just judgments be rendered in their situation and in every matter. Those that have been dragging for years, we declare that the season and the time has come for the end to be established. And I declare that, God, the end that is being established shall be in their favor for all the things that they have had to endure, the disappointments, O God, that they have to endure, the people that have not been able to fulfill their promises and their obligations. I declare that they have been working for their good. And now you are about to write the final chapter of the good that those things have been worked. Those things have been working. And I know that those things, O God, have been working in their favor. And that favor that they have been working is about to be established now. Let somebody, O God, tonight be transitioned from a place of sorrow to a place of joy. Let somebody come from a place of tears to being a place of rejoicing. Let the garment of heaviness be lifted up from them, O God. And let the garment of praise be placed upon them. Holy Spirit, move now upon their hearts. Move now upon their minds. Move upon now upon who they are. And let them experience the warmth and the embrace of heaven upon their lives. For some, O God, they have been walking with you for a while. Yet they are still wondering, where is our God? Where is the God I'm calling upon? Where is the God that I pray to? Tonight, O God, let there be a tangible manifestation of your presence in their prayer. Let there be an embracement that takes place, that they know that you are real, that they know that there indeed is a God in heaven. I thank you, O God, for being who you are, a God we can call upon in the time of adversity, a God we can call upon in the time of need, and God, you will show up and you will bring provision. I thank you for even your thoughts that you said are higher than ours, your thoughts that are even greater than ours, your ways, O God, that are above ours. We thank you, O God, that you see all things, you know all things, and you understand all things. And that, God, you are bringing us even to the same place of understanding. That, O God, we are not moved by anything that men say, but we are standing on the principles and the word that you have declared. That word you said shall not fall to the ground. That word you said shall be established forever. That word which you have exalted even above your name. We stand upon that word and say, God, let there be a performance of everything that you promised to us, everything that you spoke in your word concerning us. Let there be a performance of that here in the earth as it is in heaven. That which you had in mind before we even formed in our mother's wombs, your original intent for our lives, we call that into manifestation now in the name of Jesus. That, Father, let there be a reconciliation between the reality we are living and the reality that you have called forth in the heavens. That which you had in mind for us when you formed us, let there be a reconciliation of that with the life that we are seeing now. Where your word has declared that we shall be head and we are not, we declare that, God, we are going to be the head. Where you declared by your word that we shall be the lenders and not borrowers, and where that word has not been manifest, O God, let everything in our reality come into alignment with the reality heaven has decreed and declared concerning us. Father, where there is pain and where there is adversity, you said, O God, you will deliver the righteous from every affliction. I pray that, O God, now deliverance be established in the name of Jesus. Moreover, God, you said by the preacher that to everything under the sun there is a season and there is a time. You say there is a time for us to plant and a time to pluck out. You say there is a time for us to sow and a time for us to harvest. You say there is a time for us to cry and a time for us to rejoice. There is a purpose for everything under the sun. The season that we are in now, God, let every purpose and every plan that is wrapped in this season be established for your glory and for your glory alone. Let that which is out of season be stopped, and let that which is in the season be established. We declare that this is the season to see the mighty hand of God at work. This is the season to see the supernatural provision of God being released in people's lives. This is the season where the glory of God is rising upon those that have chosen to walk in the light and the counsel of God. You say the works of their hands shall prosper. You say their leaves will not wither. They shall be like trees planted by the rivers of water. I pray that, God, they shall produce fruit in their season, and that this is the season for them to produce fruit in the name of Jesus. They will not be like the fig tree that had green leaves without fruit. They will have no excuse about their season, for Father, you have moved them by your Spirit into a place where there is a hundredfold harvest that comes from every seed that they have sown. Therefore, I pray that, God, you establish them in their ways, for this is the season for them to be established in the things of God. Let their prayers be prayers that avail. Let their prayers be prayers that transition and move into the realm of the heavens. And as they are praying, God, let the the prayers returned to earth as legislations that have been decreed and mandated by heaven concerning every situation that they are speaking a word over. Tonight I pray for chains to be broken. Tonight I pray for yokes to be destroyed by the reason of the anointing. Father, tonight we take a governmental position in this prayer and we declare that the seed, the things that are out of season, have to be stopped tonight in the name of Jesus. Where there has been loss, we declare for the glory of our Father in heaven that that season has come to an end in the name of Jesus. And Father, there is a season where hopelessness abounds, but we declare tonight that that season of hopelessness has come to an end. Therefore, let hope now take over in this season in the name of Jesus. Father, sickness and disease has a season and a time. Father, tonight we declare that that sickness and that disease has run its course and its season has come to an end. We now initiate and establish, O God, the commencement of a season of healing and restoration upon their lives in the name of Jesus. And I declare that right now, God, a season is being initiated in somebody's life where they're going to hear from God like that they have never heard before. You are releasing a season of understanding the things that are happening in the realm of the spirit. You are releasing discernment upon them now in the name of Jesus, to be able to discern that which heaven is doing, that they may come into alignment with what heaven has said must take place. I pray that tonight, let tonight be the season when their eyes are open, that they be able to see, because you are releasing discernment upon them. God, restore even their vision, restore even their hearing, oh God, that they may hear your instruction, that they may receive understanding, that God, even the foolish will be made wise in this season, because you are releasing the wise counsel of heaven upon their minds. Let their thoughts now ascend to a higher place of understanding, because you are God, releasing the level of understanding in the name of Jesus. Those that have been calling, O God, for a divine intervention in their lives, we declare that tonight there is a divine intervention that is coming. Angels are being dispatched to go to every corner of the earth to gather what must come into their lives to fulfill the requirements and the demands of the season. And Father, because the season is such a pregnant season with expectation, a pregnant season with destiny and purpose, a pregnant season with the things of God, a pregnant season that is calling for those that are of the Church of Christ to arise, we command the resources that are required now to be released into their lives. You said by your word, God, whatsoever we bind here on earth, O God, the same shall be bound in heaven. You are saying that which we allow on earth, O God, shall be allowed in heaven. That which we refuse to operate here in the earth, God, it shall be so in the heavens. Now, Father, by the authority of the Holy Spirit, we release and we loose the abundance of joy upon your people. We release a measure of faith that they have never experienced before. Let there be an impartation visitation of the God kind of faith upon their lives in the name of Jesus. To be able to stand even in the face of adversity, to be able to stand upon your word. I release that now, wherever you are in your home, just receive the faith that God is releasing upon you. Receive the understanding that God is loosing upon your mind. Receive the vision, the new eyesight that God is releasing upon your life. As the Lord is beginning to open the eyes of your understanding, may you be able to apprehend and comprehend the situation that you are dealing with, to know that it is not bigger than your God. May you have this understanding tonight that there is nothing that is hard for your God to do in the name of Jesus. And God has sent His Spirit in the name of Jesus to instruct you on the things you must be petitioning before the heavens concerning your destiny, concerning your purpose, and concerning your life in the name of Jesus. And Father, right now, I feel that there is somebody on this line tonight who feels that they have been enclosed in an area of confinement by their situation, by the circumstance that they are facing right now. They feel that they are in a prison. Father, by the authority of the Holy Ghost, we command the gates in that situation to open in their own accord in the name of Jesus. Let them open. And Father, right now, we, by the unction of the Holy Spirit, we ask that they be taken out of the inner sanctum to the person, to the place of the outside, because the gates of their circumstance are opening to release them in the name of Jesus. The financial situation that they are engaged with God tonight, I declare that God is loosing a breakthrough in your situation. May the Lord now open up the windows of heaven upon your life and push you from a place of insufficiency to a place of abundance. May the Lord bring you from a place of looking for something, begging for somebody to bless you, so that you may be able to get into a place where God has ordained for you. I pray that tonight God takes you into a place, as we released in the days of old, in the place where you are operating in that pressed down, shaken together, and running over blessing, into that place where you are operating in the overflow. That means in the overflow of joy, in the overflow of peace, in the overflow of prosperity. Prosper in every area of your life. That means prosperity in your marriage, prosperity in your relationships, prosperity in your faith, prosperity in your understanding, prosperity in wisdom, prosperity in your home, prosperity at your job, prosperity in every aspect and facet of your life. We release the overflow now in the name of Jesus. That means there is going to be an overflow of strength in the name of Jesus. No matter what obstacle has been standing in your way, God now is giving you the faith and the strength to be able to walk through the last leg that is bringing you out of the wilderness into your place of promise. For some, you have been standing on the precipice of something greater in your life. Tonight, by the authority of the Holy Spirit and by the blood of Jesus, I push you over the threshold into the place of your inheritance. I push you over the threshold into the promises and the present and the plans of God for your life. I push you over the threshold into the place of supernatural abundance, supernatural provision in your life. For the glory of my Father in heaven, I declare that the season of mourning and pain, the season of tears, of sorrow has come to an end. You are standing on the threshold of the season of joy. You are standing on the threshold of the season of breakthrough. You are standing on the threshold of the season of supernatural strength. Tonight, I push you now by the power of the Holy Spirit past the threshold into the place of your inheritance, into the place of the promise. May you now begin to see the manifestation of all that which God promised to do in your life. May you begin to see the establishment of all the visions that God gave you. May you begin to see the maturation of everything that God has birthed through your loins. All the mourning and travailing that you have gone through in prayer has not been in vain. Tonight I pray in the name of Jesus that your travail has brought forth something that is greater in your life, and that which is greater is going to establish you now in the things of God. I pray that the gift you have been carrying now is going to begin making room for you. The thing that you have been carrying all your life is about to carry you into the next phase of your life. It's about to carry you into the next phase that God has ordained you. I pray that tonight you move dimensionally in your walk with God. Let it not just be one step, but let it be a leap into a new dimension. I pray that for somebody you find a new level of faith and a new level of hope in God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I'm hearing the words of the apostles being echoed from 2,000 years ago when they wrote that silver and gold have we none, but such as we have give we unto thee. We declare that tonight, from the place where you have been stealing, the place of insufficiency, from the place where you have been begging for alms, from the place where you have been waiting for people to bring hand out and put into your hands, tonight I declare in the name of Jesus, pick up your bed and walk. Now you are going to be able to stand on your own. Now you are going to be able to do things with your own hands. Now you are going to be able to go into the place of the presence of God with your own strength, in the name of Jesus. I pray that tonight, in the Bahaya Roshaba Bronde Baresia Bahaya, that the King of Glory opens up your ears tonight. Let him open up your ears tonight. Let him open up your ears tonight that you may hear what heaven is saying. Let him open up your ears tonight that you may receive the faith that is being released by the word of God. For he said, faith must come, and faith comes by hearing the word of God. How can they hear if their ears have not been opened? Let your ears now open, not just to hear the sound of the voice of God, but to be able to hear exactly what God is saying. As you hear what God is saying, may there be faith in you to operate in accordance with what God is saying concerning you, in the name of Jesus. May this be the greatest moment of your life, when you begin to realize that there are greater possibilities, when you begin to realize that there are greater opportunities that you have been, they have been waiting on you, but they have been wrapped up in the season, and now they are saying you must take advantage of these opportunities, because heaven has desired for you to walk in alignment, to walk in light, to walk through the provision, to walk through the opportunities that God is releasing into your life. I speak new relationships into your life now. Relationships to empower, relationships to strengthen, relationships to cause you to walk into the place that God has ordained for you to walk in. I thank you, God. I praise you, O God, for the destroying of the yoke that you are doing right now in the name of Jesus. The Bible says the steps of a good man, the steps of a good man. Somebody has opened up your mouth and declare that my steps are ordered of the Lord. My steps are ordered of the Lord. My steps are ordered of the Lord. Say it one more time. My steps are ordered of the Lord. Say it one more time. My steps are ordered by the Lord. Now, let me tell you why I'm saying that. You have to understand, it is crucial to hear this. It is crucial to hear that. God is speaking. Somebody say hallelujah. God is speaking. God is speaking. God says, I am speaking, but he says, let he that has an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying. Are you hearing me? He says, I am speaking, and he says, now you better hear what I am speaking. And I said, now the steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. God is going to give you instruction, and you have to hear the instruction that God is giving you. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. When you read the scripture in the King James Version, it says, hearken unto my voice. You hear that word? It says, hearken unto my voice. It's not saying just hear the sound, but it's saying hear the sound, understand and perceive what is being said. Somebody say, my steps are ordered of the Lord. My steps are ordered of the Lord. That means you have to hear what heaven is saying. For you to hear, your ears have to be opened. The prophets say they have ears to hear, but they do not hear. They hear, but they do not understand. Tonight, may the Lord now open up the eyes of your understanding. May the Lord now open the ears of your understanding. That when you hear his voice, you hear his word, you understand what God is saying. And Ibo Shadab. That when you hear what God is saying, when you understand what God is saying, then you do in accordance with what you have heard. Anybody hearing me? You do in accordance with what you have heard. Because many of us, we are standing in a place of greatness, but we haven't been able to ascertain, we haven't been able to apprehend, we haven't been able to manifest the greatness of the place that we have been placed into, not because we have not been hearing, but because we have not been understanding what God is saying. And those that have been able to hear what heaven is saying, and those that have been able to understand what God is saying, have not been able to master the faith which is required to act upon what they are hearing. Anybody hearing me here tonight in the name of Jesus? Therefore, I pray that now you are hearing what God is saying, and you are understanding what God is saying in the name of Jesus, and that you are going to be able to act upon what God is saying. Is anybody hearing me? Somebody say hallelujah if you hear me. Somebody say hallelujah if you hear me. Now you have to understand. I have to clarify one more thing before we get into prayer. The Bible says you do not walk by sight, but you walk by faith. You do not walk by sight, but you walk by faith. You do not walk by sight, but you walk by faith. What does that mean? Sometimes you hear what God is saying, and sometimes you don't fully comprehend what God is saying, yet you are required to walk in accordance with what you are hearing. You may not have the full understanding of what God is saying, but you walk in accordance accordance with what you are hearing, and that is a walk of faith in the name of Jesus. You are hearing what God is saying. You may not have the full comprehension of what God is saying, but you walk according to the faith that you have received from what God is saying. Therefore, tonight, I pray for somebody who has been wondering, should I dip my foot in the water? Should I wait? I am not really understanding what God is saying. All I'm saying tonight, take a leap of faith in the name of Jesus. Take a leap of faith in the name of Jesus. Take a leap of faith in the name of Jesus. I dare you tonight in the name of Jesus just to take a leap of faith and see what God is going to do in your life. Why do I say that? Because somebody has to understand that sometimes you have to be willing to do that which is out of your comfort zone to enter into the comfort zone of God. You have to be willing at times to do something that is out of your comfort zone to enter into the comfort zone of God. I will say it one more time. Sometimes you have to be willing to do that which is outside of your comfort zone to enter into the comfort zone of God in the name of Jesus. That, my friend, is a leap of faith. You must be willing to do something that you have never done before, to receive something that you have never received before in the name of Jesus. You must be willing to do something that you have never done before, to receive something that you have never received before. You must be willing to walk in a measure of faith that you have never walked before, to receive that which you have never received before in the name of Jesus. You must be willing at some point in time to make a level of commitment that you have never made before, a level of commitment to God that you have never made before, to be able to receive something that you have never received before in the name of Jesus. Some of us are asking ourselves, am I qualified? Some of us are asking ourselves, am I qualified to receive what I'm asking God for? Is anybody at that point where you are saying, am I qualified to receive what I am asking God for? Am I qualified to receive what I am asking God for? I want to let you know that you by yourself cannot qualify yourself for what you are asking God for. But I thank God that by the name of Jesus, I thank God that by the blood of His Son, He has qualified you to receive that which you are asking of Him. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Therefore, now I can speak boldly and confidently that God is going to give you the healing you have been asking for, not because you have been qualified by yourself, but you have been qualified by the stripes on the back of our Lord and Savior. You have been qualified to receive. Somebody say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Can I just give you a little bit of a picture? Let me give you a little bit of a picture here. If I can just give somebody a little picture here, God said, I'm going to give back to man that which was stolen by the devil. Somebody say hallelujah. I am going to give back to man that which has been stolen from him by the devil. But here is how God begins now the process of restoration. For the safeguarding of that which God gave you once and our forefather lost, God took all those things. God took all those things. Are you hearing me? God took all those things and put them in Jesus. Anybody hearing me? Hear me and hear me well. God took all those things that were lost to man and put them in the second Adam. Anybody hearing me again? Anybody hearing me again? He took all those things. He took your healing. He took your peace. He took your strength. He took your joy. And you took all those things and he locked them up in Jesus Christ. He took all those things and put them in Jesus Christ. Anybody hearing me? He took all those things, everything that you need, everything that you are ever going to need. He took all those things and wrapped them up in Jesus Christ. Now, there is a reason why he put everything in Jesus Christ. He put them in Jesus Christ so that nothing might be lost. Anybody hearing me? So that nothing might be lost. Nothing might be lost again. And he says now, if you want to partake of that which has been given to you, you must find yourself in Christ to receive them. Anybody hearing me? So now, you, having believed in Christ, having had faith in Christ, having chosen by your own volition, according to what you made in your mind, in your will and your emotions, that I will give my life to the Lord, of my life, Jesus Christ, you now have been granted access to all that which is in Christ. Anybody hearing me? You have now been granted access to all that which is in Christ because you have believed. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, you have been granted access to all that which you need because all that you need has been put in Christ. Now, not just for you to rejoice that you have access to it, because it's one thing to have access and it's another thing to access. Anybody hearing me? I am not playing terminology here or playing with words. What I'm saying is you have been granted access. Let me give you what the Bible says. For as many as received him, even those that believed upon him, gave it the power to become. Are you hearing me? Gave it the power to become the sons of God. He gave them the power. He gave them the right to become. Yet they have a process that they have to go through to become. So, everything that you need has been given unto you in Christ. But there is something that you have to do to be able to attain, to be able to obtain that which is in Christ. Anybody hearing me? Anybody hearing me here again? Let me give you a picture and a symbol of how that works. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. You have to understand that God gave Moses an instruction concerning the day of their deliverance from slavery in Egypt. He said, you are going to tell them that they have to get a lamb without spot, without blemish. They are going to kill it. They are going to get the blood. And when they get the blood, they are going to appropriate, which means they are going to apply the blood on the doorpost of their houses. And when they have done that, when the angel of death passes through, where there is blood, there is going to be a Passover. The angel of death will skip that house and go to the next place where there is no blood. That is the instruction that Moses has been given. And then Moses went and he told the children of Israel, here is what you must do. Here is what you should do. Now that is where you are standing right now. He is saying that I have given you the instruction. Everything you need is in Christ. Now you have to get into a place where you appropriate, you apply, which the application is the obtaining, it is the apprehending, it is the holding that which has been given unto you in Christ. It is the faith that we have in Jesus that gives us access. Now we begin to appropriate, we begin to apply that which has been given unto us. We begin to petition for those things now to be attached us to our lives in the name of Jesus. Therefore, somebody, the Bible says, sometimes you have to open up your mouth and make the confession that by His stripes I am healed. You have to open up and make a confession that the Lord will order my footsteps. It is a process of appropriation. It is a process of accessing that which God has given you access to. When I say God has given you access, it means He has given you the legitimate right to be able to take, but you must enter in and be able to take that which you have been given access to. Therefore, tonight I pray for a boldness of faith, a boldness of faith that enables you not only to be in Christ, but for you to be able to appropriate that which God has placed in Christ. Therefore, tonight I declare by the authority of the Holy Spirit, you are accessing the peace that is in Christ. You are accessing the joy that is in Christ. You are accessing the strength that is in Christ. You are accessing the hope that is in Christ. You are accessing the salvation that is in Christ. You are accessing victory that is in Christ. You are accessing your breakthrough that is in Christ. You are out in the name of Jesus. You are accessing your deliverance that is in Christ in the name. You are Oshabambre Shida. You are accessing your healing that is in Christ in the name of Jesus. Haya Bosheda Bandi Brosheri Bahaya Kurabambere Bronde Briya Shakarabaha. You are accessing the favor of God that is wrapped up in Christ because you have believed. I dare somebody here tonight to make a determination in their spirit. I am not going to stay in the street that says has access but has never accessed. But I'm living in a place where I have been given access and I am accessing everything that God has said is mine. I am appropriating that healing upon my life. I am appropriating that deliverance upon my life. I'm appropriating that salvation upon my life. I am appropriating that peace upon my life. I am appropriating, I am applying everything that God has wrapped up in Christ concerning me. The Bible says God will supply all your needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I pray that tonight in the name of Jesus, somebody is accessing everything that has been wrapped up in Christ for you. If you are on the outside, it is easy. If you are on the outside, it is easy. Just believe. Says the Bible says, it is with our hearts that we believe and with our mouths that we confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. You bring yourself back into the house of God by believing that Jesus Christ and making Him the Lord and Savior of your life. You gain access to what God has wrapped up in Christ. And when you are in Christ now, there are privileges that are going to be appropriated, privileges that are available in your life. But then you must operate according to that privilege and appropriate everything that is in Christ in your life. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah tonight. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah tonight. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah tonight. Now let me tell you, let me give you a little bit here. Let me juxtaposition it by saying this. Understand that the confession is important. Anybody hearing me? The confession is important. The confession, it is part of your appropriation. Now let me jump over here. God said there is an abundance of provision that is in Jesus. Are you hearing me? There is an abundance of provision that is in Jesus. That is number one. Number two, in Jesus there is divine protection against anything that the enemy can throw your way. Anybody hearing me? There is divine protection. There is divine immunity for everything that is in Christ. There is immunity from the hand of the enemy. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Therefore, God says now, you that are in Christ. Oh, Jesus, help me. I'm about to preach here, but I'm supposed to be praying. He says, you that are in Christ now. You that are in Christ. You that are in Christ. There is an opportunity for the devourer to be rebuked for your sake. Anybody hearing me? Oh, Jesus, help me. There is an opportunity for the devourer to be rebuked for your sake in the name of Jesus. But here is how you appropriate the immunity. Here is how you appropriate. Here is how you access the rebuking of the devourer for your sake. Anybody hearing me? In the name of Jesus, God says, bring your tithe to the storehouse. And you access immunity, rebuking of the devourer for your sake. Anybody hearing? I'm not taking up an offering. I'm just giving you a key to access in the name of Jesus. A key to access. I said, let he that has an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying. And when you have heard what the Spirit is saying, hear what the Spirit is saying, what I'm saying, but hear what the Spirit is saying, hear what the Spirit is saying in your heart. And you act according to the instruction that you are hearing when the Holy Spirit speaks. In the name of Jesus. Therefore, if you want to access that immunity, you go and you do your tithe. You are now accessing that which is in Christ. Let me give you a little bit more. There is healing that is in Christ. There is healing that is in Christ. Healing that is in Christ. For he is the healing balm of Gilead, the Bible says. There is power in Christ to heal every sickness, every disease. But you have to access that healing. Somebody say hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. How do you access that which you have already been given access to? He says the prayer of faith. Shut up. Shit. The prayer of faith will bring healing. So Father, tonight release a prayer of faith over somebody, that they're able to access the healing that is in Christ and let healing manifest. Somebody say amen. Amen. Now, here is the other thing. God said, I open doors that no man can shut. Anybody hearing me? And God says, I shut doors that no man can open. Which means in Christ, there are open doors and there are shut doors. Somebody tonight has to make a determination in their spirit. Every door that is in Christ open for me, I am walking through in the name of Jesus. Father, tonight by faith, let them walk through the doors. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, faith gives you access. Faith allows you to access that you've already been given authority to use. I want to give you one more and I'm done for the night and we'll go and do a few more things. I want to give you one more. I want to let you know that prayer, Jesus help me, that prayer is one of the tools that you can use to access that which you've already been given permission to use. Anybody hearing me? So, we are here tonight. The reason why we are praying is we are not just praying for the sake of praying, but we are praying, appropriating some things that are already in Christ that must manifest in our lives now. Oh, Jesus. 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 I thank God that prayer is not just an exercise, it is not an exercise in futility, but prayer is an exercise of appropriation. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It's an exercise where we are applying that which heaven has already given us. And we are saying, God, bring it now to pass in the name of Jesus. Bring it now to pass in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, I want to give you one principle for tonight. One principle for tonight. Then we will close in prayer. One principle for tonight. One principle for tonight. Understand that God wants you to succeed. Somebody say succeed. God wants you to succeed. That means God wants you to be successful. Okay. God knows that you are going to be faced with some obstacles in the progress of life. Obstacles in the progression of life. But how many of us know that God calls the beginning from the end? So God already knows the end of the matter. If God knows the end of the matter and He has called the beginning, it means God knows everything that is happening in between. Somebody say hallelujah. Now, because God knows everything that is going to happen in between, and God says, I will not withhold anything from you, and God says, I want you to succeed. I want you to overcome. I want you to be in the place of victory. God prepares you. Anybody hearing me? Oh, Jesus. God prepares you before you face what you are about to face. Jesus, help me. So can I just tell somebody tonight, God wants you to operate with insider information. God wants you to operate with insider information. So how do you operate with insider information? God is going to tell you what is going to happen before it happens. Jesus. Jesus, just. God gives you insider information, so that you know what is going to come. You know what is going to come. There's a scripture that says, "Ask me things that are yet to come." Anybody hearing me? And I will show you. let me give you the biblical principle here. The biblical principle here. You see, God says, "Shall God will not do anything in the earth until He has told His what? He has shown it to His prophets." Jesus, help me. So God sends forth a prophetic word to give you insider information. Jesus, help me. Now, you understand that when you have insider information, you position yourself to benefit. Am I lying or am I speaking the truth here? Whenever you position yourself. So let me give you an example again. Jesus, help me. Abraham. You are going to walk. I'm going to take you to a land that you have never seen before. And you're going to be a stranger in this land. But Abraham, here is the insider information. I will give this land to your children's children for an what? An inheritance. Do you hear that? I will give you this land as an inheritance. But Abraham, this is going to take some time before it happens. So we jump over several years, 100 years later. Some over 500 years later. 600, 700. Joshua steps on the scene. He is about to cross over the River Jordan. But Joshua already has some insider information from the prophetic word God gave Abraham. I will give this land to your children's children for an inheritance. So it was already done in the mind of God. It's already done. The prophetic word has already been given. Let me give you one more. And then we'll conclude our prayer tonight. Insider information. Somebody say insider information. When the prophets came on the scene, Isaiah began to speak about the death of our Lord and Savior. He spoke about his birth. He spoke about his death. The psalmist was praying, declaring the Psalms, and he spoke about the birth of our Savior and the death of our Savior. Zechariah wrote about the death of our Savior and also of his resurrection. And the scripture says in the New Testament, if they had known, they would have not killed him. Anybody hearing me? Jesus. The insider information was there, but they did not know. So they killed him in fulfilling what God already said it was going to happen. And there was resurrection. A prophetic word being given to you as insider information. So why am I bringing this all this up here tonight? I want to let you know that tonight God has just given you some insider information. God has just given you some insider information. Just in case you missed it, here is the insider information. Everything that you need is wrapped up in Christ. Number one. Number two. Because you have believed in Christ and you have made him the Lord of your life, you have made him your Savior, you have been granted access to everything that is in Christ. Number two, that's number three. Number four, God says these are the tools you are going to need to access whatever you have been given access to. That's insider information. So tonight, I pray that your ears are open, that you are hearkening under the voice of God, and you are going to act upon what you have heard. Somebody say amen. Amen. If I can just entitle this whole prayer tonight, it's called insider information. Insider information. Insider information. Insider information. Therefore now, I give you charge in the name of Jesus. Go and appropriate everything that you have been given access to in the name of Jesus. Somebody say amen, amen, and amen, and amen. I want to say one more little prayer here tonight. I pray for your sons and your daughters in the name of Jesus. I pray for the right hand of God to be stretched forth and cover your sons and your daughters in the name of Jesus. May the Lord's hand deliver them from every iniquity that they are involved in. May the hand of God deliver them from every calamity that they find themselves in the name of Jesus. May the Lord now minister unto your sons and your daughters in the name of Jesus. To your spouses, I speak healing virtue, I speak strength, I speak power in the name of Jesus. To those that are weary, I speak the strength of God in the name of Jesus. May the Lord renew your strength. May the Lord refresh you. May these be the times of refreshing in your life in the name of Jesus. And may you know, may you know, may you know, may you know that you are not standing on your own. There is somebody who is standing with you. Somebody who said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. There is somebody who is standing by you, who God said shall be your helper and he shall be your comforter in the name of Jesus. You are not standing on your own. And there are those of us who are standing with you because we agree that God is able to deliver us from all afflictions. Somebody say amen. 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 And amen.